I wouldn't do my due diligence if I didn't ask Lauren Green. I got to ask you, Lauren, how many people, when they hear your name for the first time, go, oh, Bonanza?
Only the older people. I don't run into a lot of young people and know what it is. I grew up watching it.
That's what the Cowboy Channel's for.
That's right.
Exactly.
Or Rye TV.
We're here with Lauren Green of Green's Home Design. You can reach Lauren if you'd like to visit with him about a remodeling design at 602-326-4061. Lauren, real quick, what would a homeowner expect out of a remodel design? What's included in that?
Typically, a set of plans would include a site plan, and then a foundation plan, a floor plan, a roof framing plan, two cross sections, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, and structural connection details. Now, if you're adding a new air conditioning unit, most of the cities will require a manual J calculation to properly size the unit and the duct. So that's a typical set of plans. Now, if you have to deal with an HOA, there might be some others required.
And you virtually have experience with all the cities in town, right?
Yep, pretty much all of them.
Well, a common project, we talk about it, carport extension and the front yard setbacks. You mentioned some cities will even be soft on that. I'm on a project right now where folks want me to put a price together. They have a 34-foot wide, 8-foot deep back patio that you step out of the living room, out of the master bedroom, down onto the patio. And they would just like to enclose that. That has some challenges, too.
It does. The floor inside the new livable space needs to be the same elevation as the floor inside your existing livable space. So that patio has to be, you can pour concrete on the old patio. However, the new exterior wall has to have a 12 by 12 footer underneath it. So you have to sock out the edge of the concrete, put a footer under it before you build the wall.
We support the patio roof with coal posts and coal beams out of the lumber yard. Yeah. Remove all the support posts. Saw cut the concrete, pour the footing, back pour the monolithic pour, and then put the support post back in. Then we can start thinking about turning it into a room addition.
Yep. And then whatever door comes out of that addition, you also have to have a minimum 3-foot concrete landing in front of it and an exterior light.
Yes, going out the back of this new expansion.
And then you also have to verify that the new room that you created has proper lighting, ventilation, and egress.
And a lot of times when we're trying to incorporate that, it's tough to get it, and the folks want to try and keep the existing patio roof. It's really tough to get efficient air conditioning and airflow out into that space.
Yeah, if you just got a raftered patio roof,
yeah,
you're not going to get ductwork out there, or your ductwork's going to be exposed to the sun and it's going to be an eyesore.
Yeah, and very inefficient.
Now, if you're in Sun City and the trusses go all the way from front to the back of the patio, it's
a
piece of cake.
Yeah, baby.
The back wall is not a bearing wall, so you can knock it out. If your back wall is a bearing wall, now you have to put a beam where your new opening is, which if it's wide enough, you may have to put footers under each end of that beam.
Yeah. That
internal saw cutting, which is more than what you do on the outside.
It impacts all your floor finishes. Now you're cutting through the tile. If you have your carpet, maybe you're a little lucky. You can fold it back and then fold it back down. But things to be thinking about. If you're contemplating thinking about a remodeling process, or you even do custom home design, you can reach out to Lauren at Green's Home Design, 602-326-4061. Anything else we need to cover before we run out of time here in a quick minute? Engineering.
Engineering. Typically, you will need a structural engineer if anything in the home spans more than 20 feet. So if you're adding new trusses, the truss company provides engineering for those trusses. If your new beam is going to be longer than 20 feet, then the engineer has to put his stamp of approval on the size of that beam and provide some calculations. If you need a drainage plan, you'll need a civil engineer. If you have a big enough house and you want to upgrade to a 600-amp panel, you'll probably need an electrical engineer. We've had one where we had to swap out a panel, and we had to get
and
an engineer.
Took an engineer. Yeah. Lauren, again, thanks for joining us here at Roselle Nass. Lauren Green of Green's Home Design. You can find him at RoselleOnTheHouse.com under contractor selection. Just look under architectural and drafting services.